This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip Friday in response to rocket fire by militants in the Palestinian territory. The exchange comes amid increasing tensions following a deadly raid by Israeli forces on the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said it had carried out at least two rounds of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad militants who had allegedly shot several Israelis. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Israel says most of the Gaza rockets were intercepted by the Israeli defense system. Friday's crossfire follows an Israeli raid on a refugee camp Thursday in Jenin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that part of the story.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in two decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. Two rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After the attack, the State Department announced that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to a spokesperson for the State Department. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Panic sped through Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Thursday as dozens of angry police officers took to the streets to protest the killing of 11 of their fellow officers by armed gangs in the past week. Protesters attempted to confront Prime Minister Ariel Henry after he arrived at the airport from a trip to Argentina, but the Prime Minister's security detail took him to safety, according to a reporter for VOA's Creole service. As the events unfolded Thursday, a uniformed policeman who did not want to be identified told VOA that reforms were needed in the leadership of the police force. Germany's defense minister said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use its tanks within days. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Boris Pistorius said Ukrainian crews will start learning how to operate the German-made Leopard 2 tanks at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, Pistorius said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon.
At the end of the first quarter of the year. And that's what we are going to do.
Meanwhile, air raid sirens wailed throughout Ukraine. Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Local Kyiv officials said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. They said the missiles were heading in the direction of the capital, although the exact target was unclear. Kyiv's mayor said explosions were heard in the eastern side of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S.-based aircraft manufacturer Boeing pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges that it misled regulators about two crashes of its 737 MAX planes. Boeing was accused of hiding design flaws that caused the plane crashes in 2018 and 2019. The judge will decide whether to appoint a special monitor to examine safety issues at Boeing. And an international ransomware network that extorted more than $100 million from hospitals and other organizations around the world has been brought down following a months-long infiltration by the FBI, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
At a time when COVID-19 was surging in communities around the world, the Hive ransomware attack prevented the hospital from accepting any new patients. The hospital was also forced to rely on paper copies of patient information. It was only able to recover its data after it paid a ransom.
While no arrests have been made in connection with the operation, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned that anybody involved with Hive should be concerned because this investigation is very much ongoing. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.